This is Skylar Madison. This exercise is designed to help you let go of the negative feelings associated with the change that you desire to make. Negative feelings about your perceived inability to change, perhaps based on past negative experiences. This letting go enables you to come from a more neutral place and deals with the resistance that always seems to come up with change. Letting go is about not having any attachment to the process, the end result, and all the bad feelings about the lack of success in the past. And as you practice this technique, you become more and more aware that the way that you feel is something that you yourself create. You can let go because you are not your feelings. Your feelings are just like a bubble of energy that you could just pop at any time if you choose to. And many people engage in unhealthy behaviors as a way to numb themselves from feelings that may be uncomfortable. Emotions from the past that can act as triggers and push your buttons in a way that makes you act as though you're unconscious. But many times these feelings are there to communicate to you what it is beneath the surface that you may want to address, such as unmet needs, wants, and desires that remain unfulfilled. And when you practice this releasing technique, you'll begin the process of neutralizing those emotions. And this puts you in a place to be able to look at what the feelings are actually trying to communicate to you. What are the unmet needs, wants, and desires that you have suppressed? And when you begin to release and let go, you're then free to focus your energy on how you can begin to fulfill those unmet needs. This technique can be used before you're about to engage in a behavior that you want to change. Should you lapse into the behavior while you're changing, and if you feel badly, it can also serve as a general clearing technique to pave the way for the powerful hypnotic suggestion series that you're about to experience. Letting go disempowers the resistance and enables the change to happen effortless and easily. I'd like you to close your eyes and focus your attention on your breathing. And notice how easily you can begin to breathe, letting your body breathe itself according to its own natural rhythm, slowly, easily, deeply, each breath sending a special message that tells your body you're ready to enter a state of deep relaxation. Continuing to breathe as you exhale, and then breathe in deeply through your nose. Gently release your breath. Notice as you breathe, it's almost as if your breath is soft as a breeze. Your body's way of acknowledging the experience of relaxation, comfort, peace of mind. Continuing to focus on your breathing slowly and deeply. As you do, you can imagine a small ball of pure energy or white light starting in your lower abdomen. As it inhales, it rises up the front of your body to your forehead. And as you exhale, it moves down your spine, down your legs, and into the ground. Imagine this ball of pure energy or white light rise up the front of your body to your forehead as you inhale, and as you exhale, it moves down your spine, down your legs, into the ground. Circulate this ball of energy around for a few more moments and allow its circulation to move you deeper into deeper states of relaxation and comfort. each time you inhale and exhale, you may be surprised to find yourself twice as relaxed as you were a moment before, twice as comfortable, twice as peaceful, continuing to circulate this ball of energy around for a few more moments, continuing to circulate this ball of energy around for a few more moments. Know that certain things can be made to feel more powerful in hypnosis from this state of deeper relaxation, like the ability to feel and imagine, and right now, not because you are thinking about it, but merely because I can suggest it to you, know that you can relax your eyelids so much that they'll just feel like they won't work. Once you're sure that you've done that, hold on to that feeling of relaxing your eyelids and test them and make sure they feel like they just won't work. Good, stop testing now. Allow that feeling you're experiencing your eyelids to move down your body from the top of your head to the bottom of your feet. Now, know that you can relax your mind just like your body's relaxing. In a moment, I'm going to have you slowly and softly begin to count, starting with the number one. After each number, just let your mind double its relaxation. After just a few numbers, it won't take long. You'll be able to relax your mind so nicely, the numbers will fade away to nothing, 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 and just disappear. Want that to happen, and you can have it very easily. And when the numbers are all gone, you'll double your level of relaxation. Beginning now, slower, softer. Double your mental relaxation. Allow your mind to relax like your body's relaxed. Yesterday's gone. Tomorrow's fading away. Double your mental relaxation. Fading away to nothing. 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 Now I'd like you to picture in your mind a staircase, a special staircase, staircase of relaxation. In a moment, I'm going to count from five down to one. And by the time we get down to one, you will have doubled your physical state of relaxation as well. Five, relaxation beginning to double. Four, relaxation doubling more and more. Three, relaxation doubling throughout your body. Two, relaxation almost doubled. One, relaxation doubled. Top of your head to the tip of your toes. And now you notice your eyelids begin to tighten and lock down. In a moment, I'm going to begin counting again, and as I do, you find your eyelids begin to tighten and lock down. One, eyelids tightening. Two, locking down, glued shut. Three, locked down, glued shot. Four, heavy, locked down, glued shot. Five, try to open them, but you cannot. Try to open them, but you cannot. Good, stop trying. Go deeper now. As you allow your body to enjoy this nice state of deep, peaceful relaxation, as if you were sound asleep or just pretending to be sound asleep. And while you pretend to be sound asleep, you can imagine that you're having a dream where you're more relaxed than you've ever been in your entire life. So you imagine yourself walking down a beautiful beach. There are several things that are different about this beach than any other beach in the world. One of the things about this beach that's so different is that on this beach there's no pollution. Everything's beautiful and pure and pristine. On one side is the beautiful water, and on the other side, these amazing flowers and trees. And another thing that's different about this beach is that you're the only person on the beach. This means that you can be yourself. There's no need to act or pretend. Today, you can just be yourself. As you think about yourself walking down this beach, you notice that perhaps a young child has written the numbers from 5 down to 1 in the moist sand, maybe with a stick. It's almost as those numbers have been written just for you. As you go up to the number 5 and lightly slide your foot across the number 5, the 5 fades away and you relax deeper. You're not sure exactly how or why this happens, but you wonder if the same thing could happen again. So you go up to the number 4 and you slide your foot across the number 4 and it fades away. And you let go even more. And you're beginning to feel as though you've discovered something positively wonderful as you go up to the number 3, and this time as you slide your foot across the number 3, the water comes in, just touches your toes, and the water does some of the work for you, and this relaxes you even more. Take a moment now, look back at the beach and remember where you once started. There was the number 5 and 4 and 3, and now the sand is smooth and flat. But you feel as though you've only done things halfway, and you do not want to do things halfway, so you go back to number 2 and you slide your foot across number 2 and the water comes in, and this time it covers your toes and the water does most of the work for you. And now you're feeling really great. You begin to slide your foot across number 1 and the water comes in all the way up to your ankles. The water does all the work for you. Number 1 fades away. Once more, you look back at the beach and remember that on the number 5, you put forth some effort, and number 5 faded away. You did not stop simply due to effort. You continued on to 4, and once you put forth the effort, the 4 faded away. By the time you reached 3, the water came in, did some of the work for you. By the time you reached 2, the water was doing most of the work for you. By the time you reached 1, the water was doing all the work for you. And so it will be with this releasing exercise that you're about to do, beginning with a little initial effort. And as you do it, as you let go of the negative emotions surrounding the behavior, it just keeps getting easier and easier. Focus your attention now on the specific behavior you want to change, around the behavior you'd like to be free of, and really allow yourself to get in touch with the feeling and notice. Notice what it feels like to have this addiction and how you disapprove yourself because of it. Focus on the feeling and let it intensify. You've tried to swallow it, to bury it. Now you're going to allow it to come into your awareness, almost as if you could welcome it. And as you focus on the feeling, you say to yourself, even though I have this feeling, I completely accept myself. And ask yourself, as you notice that it's just a feeling, something that you yourself created. And as it is just a feeling that you yourself created, you ask yourself, could you in this moment let it go? Would you allow yourself to let it go? When would you? Focus on the feeling again and really see how it makes you feel inside. Just like you're examining it now, with curiosity, as if you're not attached to it, it's not attached to you. Could you fully allow this feeling to be present in this moment? And at the same time, could you let it go, knowing it's not attached to you, but something you yourself created? Would you let it go? And when? And as you begin to release it, you realize it feels okay. It feels okay to acknowledge it, feel it, to let it go, almost like it's a bubble that you could just pop. And as you do, it disappears. Focus on how this feeling feels again. On how this feeling feels to be connected to an addiction, a habit that no longer serves you. And ask yourself, could you let it go? Just like you got it, you could let it go. Would you allow yourself to let it go? When? Taking another look inside, allowing yourself to go even deeper about how you feel about this addictive behavior. Could you at the same time, in some way, welcome it, acknowledge it, knowing that as you welcome it, it sets you free. It begins to lose its hold over you. Almost as though you could embrace the feeling and then ask yourself, in this moment, could you let it go? Would you? When? Now, think about a time not too long ago, just before you allowed yourself to make the wrong choice, to do the behavior you're letting go of, and get in touch with the feelings that are present. Allow them to intensify. And as you do, just observe the feelings, recognizing they are feelings created by you. They are not you. They're feelings that you created. And ask yourself, could you let them go? Would you? When? And as you do, repeat silently in your mind, even though I have these feelings, I completely accept myself. Even though I have these feelings, I completely accept myself. Focusing again on a time right before the action. Feel what you were feeling as if it's happening right now. Really allow yourself to get in touch with the feelings. Feelings that may be pushing you towards the behavior. It may have felt like an emptiness. Let yourself experience it and ask yourself, could you let the feeling go? Would you? When? Good. Now imagine yourself engaged in the behavior and pay attention to the false feelings of pleasure that you may have been experiencing in the moment. The positive feelings you're misconstruing with this addictive behavior and any other feelings that may be present. Picture yourself doing the behavior and silently say to yourself, even though I have these feelings, I completely accept myself. And ask yourself, could you let it go? Would you? When? Focus on it again, the last time you were engaged in the behavior that you want to change. Observe the feelings, paying attention to what motivated you to do it. And this time, welcome it. Accept the feelings. As you allow it to be there, ask yourself, could you let them go? Would you? when. Now let that scene fade, and this time imagine yourself again. See what was pushing you towards it. And from this place of observing and experiencing it, you can connect with the feeling so much more easily. The more you experience it, the more clear it becomes. And the more clear it becomes that it's like an illusion. Allow yourself to feel what you felt just before you did the behavior and ask yourself, could you let it go? Would you? When? Imagine yourself in a situation where you're doing the behavior and you notice the struggle or the enjoyment around the behavior, if any. And as you do, say to yourself, even though I have this addiction, I completely accept and forgive myself. And feel yourself letting it go. Now, imagine yourself a time right after having done it. Feel the feelings, the disappointment. Maybe it's feelings of anger, disapproval, a feeling of being out of control, and just observe it. Could you let those feelings go? Are they a part of you or something that you yourself create? And if so, would you? And when? And notice, as you experience this, the shift in your attitude towards these feelings. And notice as you continue to let go, the shift that occurs. And notice how you feel about breaking this habit. Notice any feelings that come up about any other times you've tried to break the habit and were not able to. And could you also accept and welcome those feelings? And from that place of accepting and welcoming, could you let it go? Would you? When? As you begin to feel, as you let go and release, you begin to feel that you're getting back your control by letting go, by accepting, by welcoming, because the resistance and the negative feelings around the behavior loosen up and begin to feel as they loosen up that you can take back control. You control your thoughts and the emotions you attach to them, and how you feel. And so you begin to feel that you're in control. You are the master of your thoughts, your feelings, your emotions. They're creations of your own mind. And so you begin to feel like there is no thought, there is no feeling, memory, sensation that could mean more to you than letting it go and feeling all the positive benefits that you would get as a result of this change. Allow yourself to imagine as if you have let it go. These negative thoughts and feelings no longer control you. Allow yourself to imagine what it would feel like as if by magic it's changed. Feel all the positive feelings. Really allow yourself to experience with all the five senses what this means to you. And as you do, you begin to become aware that there is no thought, there is no memory, sensation, picture, or person that could mean more to you. And now you know the truth about yourself, that you are your own master, that nobody and nothing controls you, and therefore you can be whatever you want to be. You know that nobody controls your thoughts, your feelings, your actions, and therefore your destiny except you, because you have free choice. And you can make your own decisions for yourself in your own time. And it's nobody's business but yours when you decide when this time should be. I can't know when you'll make this decision. I can only wonder when it will be. When it's time for you to change, whether it's today or tomorrow. I cannot know when that decision will be made, but I do know you will make that decision for yourself. And once you let go, you let go of all the tension and negativity around it, that's when it happens, effortlessly and easily, because you'll always remember. And you'll be able to make that change effortlessly and easily when the time is right, because you'll always remember there's always something better to do. And by doing this, you will have improved your life in every way, and this will keep you free to be happier and healthier for the rest of your life. Now, in a moment, I'm going to count from 1 to 5. And at the count of 5, you will be fully awake. Your mind will be clear and alert. You will feel wonderful in every way. 1, you're starting to emerge from hypnosis. 2, feeling wonderful in every way. 3, your mind is clear and alert. 4, eyes starting to open now. 5, eyes wide open, fully awake now and feeling fine in every way. It feels wonderful, doesn't it?